I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A judge allows a hospital to buy residency slots. A contract dispute over rates could impact 18 states. And people are using coupons for CT scans. All that and more coming up on Just Healthcare Daily. It's Friday, September 6th, and I'm Alex Olgan with Just Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines in health business and policy news in under 10 minutes. A federal judge approved the sale of hundreds of residency spots to a group of Philadelphia hospitals. Hahnemann Hospital announced in June it would close and filed for bankruptcy. A group of six health systems bought the 570 residency slots from Hahnemann for $55 million. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which controls the residency slots and funding, opposed the sale, saying the slots aren't an asset that the hospital can sell. Philadelphia news radio station KYW reported on the decision.
Judge Kevin Gross said it was one of those decisions that causes a judge to lie awake at night because he knew it would be unpopular.
Since CMS funds residency spots, they're a cheap source of labor for hospitals. This purchase keeps the slots in Philadelphia. Residency is often a pipeline for doctors to find full-time work in the area. It's unclear what this ruling on the sale of the residency spots will mean for the future, but some fear they could become something that's traded for value. CMS has a week to appeal the decision. A contract dispute between United Health Group and a doctor's staffing company could have big implications. Moody's Investor Service says it could affect hospitals across 18 states. Team Health has more than 16,000 providers, from emergency medicine and anesthesia to behavioral health. Moody's reports United Health is threatening to end high reimbursement in-network contracts with the Knoxville, Tennessee-based company starting next month. Team Health sued UHG after they lowered rates on some out-of-network claims this year. In a fight with Envision, another physician staffing company, UHG used similar tactics. According to Moody's, this may lead other insurers to follow suit and could lead to lower reimbursement rates in certain areas. This is particularly relevant right now because Congress is considering a tactic to fix surprise billing by linking it to median in-network reimbursement rates. Insurers could face a $15 billion tax bill next year if an Affordable Care Act tax returns. The Internal Revenue Service published the notice this week. This tax was put on hold in 2019 by Congress so that premium prices would be held down. But Congress hasn't suspended it yet for 2020. It's an annual fee on insurance companies to help pay for the ACA marketplace. A study commissioned by Insurer United Health Group estimated this would raise premiums 2.2% in 2020. This is separate from the Cadillac tax, an ACA tax on the most generous employer health plans. That's been delayed for several years, and now there's bipartisan support to repeal it. Iora Health and Humana are deepening their relationship and opening more primary care clinics in three states. 11 in Phoenix, Atlanta, and Houston will become part of Humana's Medicare Advantage network. Humana and Iora already have clinics in Arizona, Georgia, Texas, and Washington. This is another type of vertical integration among payers and providers through a lower-cost partnership model, says Dr. Lisa Belamovich, co-founder of Just Healthcare.
Iora is a pioneer in the direct primary care space, and they have created a very successful model to manage Medicare patients with complex conditions and chronic disease. They've had a long-term partnership with Humana in managing their Medicare Advantage beneficiaries, and this expansion of that partnership suggests to me that Iora may be doubling down on that strategy rather than looking to grow by expanding into other populations like younger commercially insured patients.
Direct primary care models have become popular, and there are hopes they'll reduce medical costs. Walgreens has partnered with VillageMD, which raised $100 million from investors as it expands. The clinics will be in one of the same markets that Iora and Humana are expanding into, Houston. Now it's time for What We're Reading, the segment where we share articles or papers we found interesting. In addition to food and workouts, you can now find discounts for medical imaging on Groupon. NPR is out with a story about how common it's become. A California imaging center quoted in the story said it participates but laments that Groupon dictates the prices based on competition and takes a big cut. Another imaging place in Georgia says it got on Groupon because its competitors were, and now the place sees hundreds of patients with the deals come in. As recent reporting has shown, MRIs, CT scans, and other types of medical imaging can run thousands of dollars, and prices can vary dramatically, even within the same town. Taking a look at healthcare stocks, shares of drug maker Mallinckrodt hit a record low, plunging 39% to $1.59 a share at the end of the trading day Thursday. This follows a Bloomberg report about how the company is hiring a restructuring firm as it considers bankruptcy ahead of the opioid trials. CEO Mark Trudeau says the rumors are unfortunate. The broader healthcare sector, however, was up 0.98% at the end of the trading day Thursday. Thanks for listening to Just Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olgan. Check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on justhealthcare.com. Just Healthcare Daily is an independent production of Just Healthcare.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run FutureTools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of Lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.